A strong cultural identity can double the employment chances of Aboriginal and Islander students. A recent report reveals a solid link between cultural identity and engagement in training and education. And involvement in traditional events and economic activities are some factors encouraging positive qualities in students, which benefits their vocational opportunities in major ways. The author of the report, Michael Dockery from the Centre for Labour Market Research, spoke to Melissa LaHood.
A sense of self-identity generally improves outcomes because for minority groups, it gives them the psychological capital, if you like, to deal with stresses like past trauma and discrimination. And that sort of fits with what we're finding, or what I'm finding in this report, that a stronger sense of cultural identity among Indigenous people improves outcomes. It particularly seems to improve, for example, retention at school and educational attainment.
And does your research also look at actual employment opportunities? So how these strong cultural ties translate to or result in employment?
It certainly does. I mean, people with, you know, stronger sense of identity definitely have stronger employment outcomes, and that's in both remote and non-remote areas, and also more likely to participate in the labour force. So having a stronger cultural attachment virtually doubles your chance across remote and non-remote areas of participating in the labour force.
I understand that the rates of involvement in vocational education and training have improved compared to previous years. What has changed in terms of strengthening cultural ties? Has there been change there?
I'd have to say I don't think there has really been an identifiable change. There is a bit more recognition, I guess, of the importance of culture and cultural identity. But I think the rates of improvement are, you know, largely a result of assimilation and a movement of population out of remote areas where it's harder to access education and training, and other policies to try and increase educational retention. What I think hasn't been paid enough attention to is this whole role of culture. What the evidence is suggesting here is that if young Indigenous Australians identify more strongly with their culture, then they actually do better at school. They're more likely to finish school, more likely to go on to higher education and participate in vocational educational training. What this tells us is that if curriculums in schools and other training places reaffirm that identity, you know, they respect it and they value it, and it follows that the results are going to be even better.
Even though strong cultural ties have been found to improve vocational opportunities, your study also shows that people who speak an Indigenous language have weaker employment opportunities. Why is this?
Well, that's really hard to say. It's a big effect, and it seems to go against some of the other international literature. For example, the studies in the US and Canada, and also with Maori people in New Zealand that have looked at cultural identity, have generally found the use of traditional languages is part of that identity and contributes to better outcomes. With Indigenous people in Australia, I don't find that. And the main effect is if you're an Indigenous person who speaks an Indigenous language at home, so as your first language, you have really significantly inferior effects. It's an effect that goes beyond your actual English capability. So it's really hard to know exactly what's driving this. Discrimination is, of course, a possibility. But the other possibility is simply the language is proxying for remoteness. So people who live in very remote areas are the ones who are most likely to speak Indigenous languages at home. And it's because of that remoteness that the outcomes, you know, the employment, educational attainment outcomes are inferior.
That was Michael Dockery, the director of the Centre for Labour Market Research at Curtin University, speaking there to Melissa LaHood.